Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Box Office Breakdown here on the Popcorn Talk Network. I'm your host, Sarah Stratton, and I have my wonderful co-hosts here, JTE.
What's up, guys?
And Finsta.
Poof.
And before we get into all of our box office numbers from this past weekend and our top five lists and our international numbers and all that jazz, I have to preface this with I'm in a now strange mood. It started off as a bad mood. Now it's in like strange mode.
Strange.
It might come back to bad
mood. Call
that
the transition period.
Well, your water heater broke in your house. That's what Rocky said.
No, my water heater exploded.
Exploded.
Geysered into the street. It's been a fun weekend because guess what, guys? Water heater factories are closed on the weekend and they can't replace them until the
weekday. Oh, when did this happen?
Friday.
Oh, no. I thought this like happened this morning.
No.
Oh, okay. I find that hard to believe that water heater places are closed all over the nation.
They're not going to order a water heater from a different state.
Even in California. It goes Sun Valley. They're open every day over there.
Listen, if Leonardo DiCaprio's water heater broke on Saturday afternoon, he has a water heater by the end of the day.
Yes.
He would fly. I don't even think he probably has a water heater. He probably has like some tankless.
Some organic, like recyclable.
From the mountains, fresh heated springs.
Heating his own thing.
I'm not that lucky. All right, so let's get into the rather disappointing numbers of the box office this past weekend. Starting with coming in at number five. Interstellar, hanging on to the top five spot. Only brought in $8 million, though, bringing its total to $158.657 million domestically. Wow, So, number five.
It's staying in the top five, though. Kind of a lot like what Gone Girl was doing the last month or so. It's just staying in the top five.
No. But Gone Girl had things to actually beat. There was competition.
Yeah, that's
there
true.
Was constant nationwide releases.
Yeah.
Yes, Interstellar's hanging on to the top, but it's not really defending anyone. If you're looking at sixth spot was Dumb and Dumber. Number seven is Theory of Everything, which is a specialty box office. Yep. And number eight is back to Gone Girl.
Gone Girl,
there's not this crazy competition that's happening. Number four, going to Big Hero 6 with $8.1 million.
Just beating it.
Bringing it to $177.5 million. Hmm. Number three, I found this surprising. Horrible Bosses with only a 44% drop going to $8.6 million. So our 3, 4, and 5 spots all in the $8 million range.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad. And bringing its total to only $36
million. Mm-hmm.
Now, getting into our obviously top two. I guess Finstock was right last week.
It's 3 of 5 again.
He got 3 of 5. And part of it is due to number two staying with Penguins of Madagascar, which really didn't think that was going to happen, brought in $11 million, bringing it to $49.5 million. Hmm. Keeping the numbers away from Big Hero 6,
a little bit.
Grand total of $3 million. And our number one, obviously staying with Hunger Games, that was a given, bringing in $21.6 million, and its total coming to $257.7 million.
Overall, a very, very weak weekend.
Yes.
And
horrible.
For the history books. Like, it's one of the worst in a long time.
It's also, I think, it's the top, one of the top two worst weekends of all of 2014. Yeah.
Well, traditionally the slowest movie week of the year.
Is it really? Yeah, right after Thanksgiving?
Well, that's why nothing opened. People stay away from this on any kind of opening.
This is especially low.
Yes, it is, but traditionally it is. It always is.
Well, maybe if someone like changed up the game and brought out something good that opened this weekend, we'd get some new people in the seats. Because the only movies people are talking about are specialty box office.
That's true. Well, that's because now it's Oscar season. But look, you got to look at Interstellar. Obviously, number five. $8 million is not bad, but it's not going to make the $200 million Warner Brothers wanted it to make. It's going to probably top out about like 175, maybe 180. But
domestically.
Yeah.
Domestically. Yeah, it's doing overseas, really good.
It's recovering overseas, with all of its international markets. Like, correct. That's making so much money. So it's by no means a disappointment. And it's gotten critical acclaim. So
true.
Yeah, it's not a bad bet for them. What is not doing nearly as well as it probably should is Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, word of mouth. Ooh. Nobody I know has seen that movie and said it was good.
No. But look, it held pretty well. But the reason why, remember what I was saying, that's why I picked it to finish higher than you guys did, is because last week it came out, Dumb and Dumber was still fresh on the heels, Mockingjay was still doing it, and you know, it was still kind of fresh. People were like, all right, I still want to see Horrible Bosses, but I'm not going to see it this week because I'm going to see Mockingjay or Megan.
Plus it was family. It was a family weekend to see stuff in family.
Correct. I mean, look, this movie will top out at like 60-something million.
I don't think it's going to hit 60.
It might not, depending on how it does this week.
58.
Yeah, that's probably tough. It's at 36 right now.
Well, at least
with
one
the stuff that's coming out.
True. Well, at least one of them, you won't see Horrible Bosses 3.
Yeah. I don't
maybe
think
for another 10 years when they do it again with like new celebrities and stuff like that.
That's good, yeah.
And they did. They had a ton of A-listers. They had material to bring in audiences. And word of mouth killed it. Completely, like that's where the soul and their marketing
movie.
Wasn't that great.
And if the trailer looked good to me or like the commercials, I probably would have went and saw it that weekend. But just the stuff I saw in advertising, nothing made me laugh. Nothing looked interesting to me.
It looks annoying, and like I said, Charlie Day's annoying. The other guy's annoying. The whole movie's again. Annoying.
Yeah. What it comes down to is, if we're looking at our top films this week, I don't feel like these are the ones actually getting word of mouth. Like, besides Hunger Games, which there was a lot of lead up
Hunger
to,
Game, yeah.
Since it's even come out, I feel like people are already stopped talking about it.
I agree.
Like,
I agree
it hasn't been pushed. What now people are talking about is things that are up for Oscar contention, and is movies like Theory of Everything, Imitation Game. At least in LA, these are the ones I'm hearing about.
I saw Theory of Everything this past weekend, and it was easily one of the best films I've seen this year. And not only the New York and LA film critics, all their awards came out this weekend. Mm-hmm. They did all their voting. Mm-hmm. Boyhood was doing really good. The actors for Theory of Everything is getting a lot of nods. So, yeah, we're really making that shift to the Oscar season. And I think that's why you're getting more of those films.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
It's just interesting because I think also people have become more aware or more interested in the festival scene. They've become their own red carpet events. It's not just for industry people anymore. It is almost like a holiday. And I feel like the masses are getting more in tune to it, especially with the access when it comes to like Netflix or streaming.
Yep.
These movies, especially box office, come out so quickly. They can still be playing in theaters. And so people are getting to know about them more. Because like if you looked at movies like Snowpiercer, that was being able to be downloaded. They're getting
video on demand
right away, and that's actually spreading word of mouth, so people, that's what people are talking about, and it's not going out as much to the Horrible Bosses that then you have to wait like 4 months for the DVDs or whatnot to come out.
I'm curious to see if Boyhood gets a re-release, because it won, I believe, the New York and LA top film of the year.
It did
for the critics, and I wouldn't be surprised, especially maybe the beginning of January when it's really slow in Hollywood, if they start re-releasing it.
Well, I know the theater company I work for, we've still been having Boyhood.
We just got rid of it from the summer. Okay.
That included, like, they have had specialty screenings for all of their guild members where they were like selling, like the guilds will be able to see, then we brought it back for them after for a special kind of
if it gets Oscar buzz, then you know, traditionally they do put movies back in the theater,
especially if it,
and they'll bring out movies and they'll bring out movies before for special engagements that are about to come out, so like movies that aren't supposed to be released till the beginning of the year will start showing in, especially
right
in cities
Christmas.
Like New York and in LA, they'll be starting to show those in theaters.
Clint Eastwood's Sniper will be coming out like I think a couple, just 2 days before the end of the year, because they want to be available for some Oscar nuts.
But there'll sometimes be a discrepancy when you look at the box office numbers, because there's a rule that you can say it's a specialty engagement, and then you don't report those grosses because they don't want to announce the release yet. People have already seen the movie, paid for tickets, but that's not getting reported. It's just so that they can get attention, and so they can start the buzz, and so that they'll kind of be a contender for awards.
And the
seasons.
Screeners are already going out to all the academies.
Yeah, exactly.
I know people that have Sniper already. They've seen it.
I've seen it.
It's great.
I've
oh, you
it.
Saw it?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I liked it. I've seen that in Foxcatcher. I really like Foxcatcher, though.
Foxcatcher?
Yeah, Foxcatcher was very fantastic.
Looks like you saw a movie.
I've been watched a movie down the Oscars now. I seen Guardians of the Galaxy last night for the first time, too.
Oh, did you like it?
I did.
That movie's awesome.
I did. I really did.
Top-grossing domestic film of the year.
Little Bobby had something to say about ticket sales.
Oh, does he now?
Ticket sales were as anorexic as Courtney Love after a year-long Coke binge.
He's back
That's
again.
Inappropriate.
He's back.
I don't think we can say that.
That was a joke from the 90s. That's like a 90s joke.
Yeah.
Well,
he's from the 90s.
He's from the 90s, okay. Yeah.
Let's talk a little
Ticket
bit.
Ticket sales were as anorexic as Courtney Love.
You're going to repeat yourself? Thank you. Thank you.
He loves that.
Talking about, we just brought up Guardians of the Galaxy, and that it is ranked number one for your total so far. And at this rate, it's probably going to hang on to it.
It's funny, though. It's number one in the U.S., but domestically, Transformers is still number one.
I mean,
over a billion.
Michael Bay does have a brain on him. Because China.
Yeah.
My buddy. Yeah, so I love China.
We do love China.
Yes.
China.
Don't say that.
Well, that's what, what's his name, says on that one show with Jim Florentine. That's who says it.
I apologize for Finstock.
The puppet show.
But, well, let's talk about how Hunger Games is stepping it up and probably.
Is it really? I mean,
on this list.
I think they should think it should be over $300 million by now.
That's listen, it's making a lot of money, but when you compare the numbers to Catch a Fire, it is below.
Correct.
The numbers are below. The track is the same. So, yes, it started with initially a low number, but it's keeping the same rate of growth and
I think it's because there's not as much competition like we were saying earlier. Mm-hmm. Nothing's really coming out. Even this week, the biggest release this week is Exodus, which is I'm curious to see where that's going to land. I think it's either going to do really well or really bad.
They need to squash the rumor about Exodus that it's over 3 hours.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple weeks ago, but it's only like 2 hours, 20 minutes. Is that too long for you?
Still too much.
Well, it is.
Moses part in the Red Sea. Who hasn't seen that before?
Those movies are traditionally long.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the Ten Commandments, And those are very traditional movies that I know, like my family used to watch the Ten Commandments every year.
Yeah, really? On TV.
Yes.
It is a miniseries.
You need those commercial breaks.
No,
it's like a three-part miniseries or something.
It was a theatrical.
Yeah, you watched the whole movie.
Okay.
Charlton
Heston. I feel like for historical films like that or religious films, they tend to be longer and people want to sit through them because they want the details and the messages to be shown.
Everybody knows about that already.
That will come out.
Everybody knows about that stuff.
So we
know Moses part of the Red Sea, and he exiled off and like got a bunch of people to hang out with him and stuff like that.
But there hasn't really been a film about this story since like the Ten Commandments.
And
really.
They did the Ten Commandments, and then there was the Prince of Egypt.
Prince of Egypt, which is a great animated film.
And did very well.
Yeah.
And so now they're bringing it back. Like, it makes sense. It's
Prince of Persia.
That has nothing to do.
Different story. All right, let's get into our international numbers. Especially because Exodus will probably do well overseas.
Yeah, here we go.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 once again led the international box office with $31.6 million. So that means the franchise has earned $302.8 million. With China and Japan on the way, it could even match Catching Fire.
Wow, hasn't even come out in China yet. No. That's a huge money.
So, Catching Fire had 440. We're at 302 right now.
Yep.
With China and Japan on the market, it could reach it, which is good because it hasn't been able, as you said, it hasn't. Yeah. The numbers haven't caught up
to Catching
Fires domestically. Then we go to Penguins of Madagascar, adding 23.3 million. So that's from 49 markets, and its new total is 93.8 million.
That's weak.
Yeah, it is disappointing.
Opened third place in the UK with only 2.4 million.
Yuck.
But it did hang on to the first place in Russia.
It's cold over there.
Well, they love penguins over there.
Exactly. It's cold over there.
I think they were missing something. I think that Russia loves animated films.
They do.
They do. They just seem to be really good over there.
And that's why Big Hero 6 opened there first. Maybe now they're getting penguins. The numbers are showing. And if they can get people in the seats, it makes sense why they're opening earlier or going to get movies earlier. And it's the same market. It's the younger audience. Well, it's animation.
It's a big baby boom over there.
Is there really?
Yeah, like 60% of the people in Russia are like under the age of 20.
I don't know if he's lying.
I don't know either. It sounds right.
Could be true. I'm inclined to believe him, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, look, things didn't exist like that back in the day. Bobby has something that didn't exist, doesn't he?
Little Bobby?
He doesn't.
Yeah, he has something that didn't exist. Or he
I don't know what you're talking about. He seems to not know what you're talking about either. So
there's a ton of things that didn't exist in the 70s. Computers, plantar fasciitis, crack cocaine, the female orgasm. The list goes on and on.
Wait, what's the second one?
I think the second to last one still does exist.
No,
plantar fasciitis.
What's that?
It's like this made up like ailment of the foot.
Wow. Okay. A lot of Coke jokes today.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
Let's talk about. We were talking about Exodus a little bit earlier. Exodus, Gods, and Kings opened in 10 international markets and earned already $23 million.
Wow.
And it's scored impressive debuts in South Korea, which is 6.2 million, Ridley Scott's biggest ever. Wow. Mexico, 4.7 million. Mexico. And Spain, 3.7 million. And not as impressive in Australia, 2.3 million.
Well, there's no religion in Australia.
Exactly.
They don't care about anything. They don't believe in that junk.
That's not true.
That's a generalization. I'm going to say that possibly more people in Mexico and Spain who are predominantly Catholic
and heavily religious, yes.
Yes,
are going to be more drawn to this Christian movie right away. Especially in the month of December.
I got to ask Alicia Malone if there's any religion in Australia.
There is.
Bring that up on the main show.
Are you sure there is?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have like a national religion. I don't know off the top of my head. But I know that there are people there who are religious.
Over there? Maybe Buddhism, I think. Possibly Buddhism.
We'll look it up.
One thing about Exodus, can I just say, like you said earlier, it's a story that's been told, mm-hmm. which is everybody knows the story.
Yeah.
So I think that's actually going to help with the marketing, especially international, because it has a very wide audience. It's not like, you know, a certain niche audience. Even people who aren't religious want to go see it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Just because it's a really great story.
And they have...
From Ridley Scott, who's a master filmmaker, especially visually, it's going to be really interesting to see his take.
Yeah. I'm excited to kind of see this updated version.
Totally. I can't wait.
All right.
I'll
so
wait for it.
Those were our intern...
Until it's regular TV.
He
like
wants commercials.
Years.
Everyone else in the world like is done with the commercials, fast forwards. Finstock.
He wants
them. The commercials.
Charlton Heston is Moses. That's it.
His brain needs a break, you know?
Yeah, I can't deal
can't
with
think
it.
That too. Okay, let's get into our international numbers game.
Yes. Finstock, let's go.
Yes, yes. Foreign titles for, you know, bizarre foreign titles for American movies.
Great.
You're without your helper today.
And no, I'm not.
Oh, she's back.
She's here.
Oh, wow. She's back.
Here.
Oh, she made it.
Marissa.
What's up, guys?
Just to let you know.
I came late to the game, but I'm here.
It's okay.
We are in a dire situation again. Right now, Finstock has 5 points.
Yep. Which means Sarah's going to be wearing the mask after the new year.
I have to wear my... So...
Unless Marissa gets one right and she can take your point away.
This one's tough.
Yeah.
This one's interesting.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
What's
here we
first?
Go. Basic Instinct in Brazil.
Oh, good movie.
Oh!
You done screwed with the wrong bitch. No, I'm kidding. That's not it.
That's what I'm saying. That's amazing.
We're going to go with Slovenia. Indecent Proposal.
Wait, was that the first one?
Yeah, the other one was fake, obviously.
Okay. Indecent Proposal is another movie. That's why I got confused.
Yeah. Well, Basic Instinct, You Done Screwed With the Wrong Bitch, was the bootleg version on the streets of Chinatown. That's what it was called.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So let's get to the actual games.
Yeah. All right. Slovenia.
Okay.
Indecent Proposal. You know, Woody Harrelson. We talked about
Demi
a couple
Moore.
Weeks ago.
Yep.
Obscene Invitation.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Rocky.
Oh, one of my favorites.
In Portugal. Brain Dead Fighter.
No way. I'm insulted just by that title. Keep going.
Portugal again. The Birdcage. Lots of Crazy in House.
Okay.
Oh, I like that one. That one works.
And The Goonies.
I love The Goonies.
In Turkey. Little Treasure Hunters.
That makes sense, too. I'm going to say it now because I don't want to get stolen. Rocky. It's not true.
Okay. So you're saying Brain Dead Fighter in Portugal.
No way.
Is not true.
Obscene Invitation is a lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of works, though. Okay. All right, Marissa, pressure's on.
Well, I was going to say Rocky as well.
You can say it. You can always say it.
Yeah, I'm going to say Rocky, Portugal, Brain Dead. Nuh-uh. No way.
Why, you don't think Portugal will make a movie called Brain Dead?
He wasn't brain dead until Rocky
V. What I'm thinking is that maybe our translation of brain dead is actually wrong.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So maybe it's like some less offensive word.
How would you think that? Because brain dead is pretty much brain dead, right?
I don't know. I'm just assuming. That's what my assumption is.
Tell me, Rocky.
Should be called Vegetable Fighter. You guys are right. JT and Mercer are right. It's not that.
Yes.
The first time I won.
Yes. It's not
but
that.
More importantly, Marissa won.
That's true, too. She did win. But she's going to take away my number?
But can't she take away a point? Because
yes,
we tied.
She can. I can take a
point. She can take
half a point away.
She can take half.
You can take half a point away.
Okay, that's doable. I'm going to win next week anyway.
Well, then we'll take it from Finstock.
Yeah.
Because he's so sure that...
He's going to win.
He's going to win.
Well, that's clear-cut, obvious.
I don't know. This week is going to be a
little tough. You've been on a losing
record. I'm prolonging this game for you.
That's true.
Thank you.
Well, I got to get the mask cleaned again. somebody was
I'm just happy I finally got one right. That's the
good
first
job.
Time
okay.
I've won.
Also,
even though I had to share with Marissa, that's fine.
And for JT, I'm happy for both of you. Congratulations. See, I'm such an... Not sore loser.
That's true.
Great. Let's get to our top five list of the week, but this one's not really our top five. It's
bottom
more
five.
Bottom five.
Yep.
But that's because this lovely lady has just made so much money that we had to go with her least grossing films.
Yeah.
And who are we talking about?
Dollars.
Of course, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep.
So these are her least, the bottom of her grossing films list.
She's only been around for a little while, too.
Really? Yeah, I know. She's very young.
Yeah.
She's very young. And we're about to talk about this list. And
she's earning $1 billion.
There's a couple of them on her bottom five that are still making a lot of money.
Yep.
So let's talk about the lowest one. Coming out in 2009, The Burning Plan with $200,000.
I vaguely remember this movie. I think it was with Charlize Theron. It was like a very low-budget indie film.
It's a low-budget indie.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, if you go to her IMDb page, this is almost at the bottom. And she was already in movies with A-list actors right off the bat.
Right.
Like, she was just... She studied a little theater, she was working with...
dating people in high places.
That is not true.
No, because she was so young at that point.
Yeah.
She was over 18.
I don't think so.
Don't listen to Finstock. He's crazy. All right. Okay. Number two, The Beaver, also with another A-lister.
Mel Gibson.
My favorite, one of my favorite movies of 2011.
You know this movie?
Are you kidding? It's
with,
Mel
it's with the puppet.
Directed by Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
$970,000. So almost $970 million.
$970 million.
Almost coming in, almost getting $1 million, but another A-lister on her list, and an interesting concept, indie film. So that I'm glad it was one of your favorite
movies.
Are
you glad it tanked? I mean, it was a good movie. Well, you know what? Mel Gibson was doing a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, it
could have been Lethal Weapon 5. It wasn't going to make any money with what was going on with his personal life.
Yeah,
it was out there.
He just made some bad mistakes.
Going more into the mumblecore realm like crazy. Why do you sigh like that?
This is the movie. No, because this is the movie I actually really want to see and I never got to see. I've heard nothing but great things about it.
Okay, for all of you out there who have never heard of Like Crazy, which came out in 2011, it is a very good movie starring she's in Theory of Everything right now, Felicity
Jones.
Jones.
Which, let me say, she has my vote for best actress right now.
Wow.
I thought she was that good.
You have not seen Julianne Moore's
Still Alice,
there's a few other ones out there.
Still Alice.
From what I've seen.
I got it on screen. I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
Oh, you do?
It's a crier.
It's a crier?
That's cool. Bring a trip with me.
But Like Crazy is really good.
Who's the leading at?
The guy.
Yeltan Lynchin's a lot weird.
Oh, Anton Yeltan.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name.
I was like, I don't know if I can.
It's way out of your
She has kind of a supporting role in this.
She does. She plays Sam. But the whole movie is great. If you guys haven't seen it,
need to see it.
It's called Mumblecore refers to, like, they get kind of, you have your outline of the scene, you know the points you need to hit, but the lines are more or less improvised.
It's called the Larry David method.
Yeah.
But this one turned out really well. Sometimes it doesn't go so well. I like crazy. So that was her number three. Number four, I feel like a lot of people consider this her big break.
This was a breakthrough.
And not only was it a break that brought her into the public eye, it also brought her into the awards.
Yep.
Bracket. Winter's Bone. Mm-hmm. $6.5 million. She did this one actually in 2010. So this was before Like Crazy and The Beaver, or at least before they were released. I don't know about filming wise.
She was nominated for Best Actress in this.
Best,
It was actress. She's the lead in that movie.
Yeah, she's best actor in that. Yeah. She played a guy.
Kidding. That's Boys Don't Cry.
But
Bone 2's coming out.
This is the one that everyone refers to, I feel like, for Jennifer Lawrence. Like, this was her big break.
That got her got her to Hunger Games role.
It did, yeah. And, I mean, the thing I remember the most about that movie is John Hawkes. Mm-hmm. He was so good in that movie. And he was nominated also. Mm-hmm. I don't think he won, though.
I just think it's so funny that on this list, so far, it's just we have a ton of movies that have really high quality.
Yeah, these are all really high quality. Gosh,
and these are her very beginnings. And these are her bottom five. Guys, that's crazy.
That's why she's on the top now.
And finally, we'll round off this list with The House at the End of the Street, $31 million, which I find is ironic because it's the least known one I've known on this list.
This is the worst movie on this list, and it's made the most money.
Yeah, but that's right after, after Winter's Bone.
That's true. It was after Winter's Bone. I think it was after First Class.
Yeah, I think it might have been after First
Hunger Games.
I think it was after First Hunger Games. She did it before the Hunger Games, but they capitalized, like, you know.
Also, this movie, like, didn't really, I feel like, wasn't really shown.
It's basically her in a white tank top running around screaming the whole movie.
Yeah,
that's how they,
somebody, like, I think it's like Bill Cosby enters the house or something.
Not funny. Not funny.
I think Bobby has something to say about Bill Cosby.
Look, things could be worse. You could be Bill Cosby. And you know what they say, when there's smoke, there's Bill Cosby.
That's awful. You guys, that's getting into some touchy subjects that I don't want to go near. So go to our upcoming films. We've kind of already covered Exodus.
He's got to stop saying that
of God's sake. Yes, he does need to stop. Alright, but we talked about Exodus. This is our new, this is coming out as our wide release.
Yep.
It's gonna take a lot of the numbers. And it's already doing well. We already have good indication from overseas.
Yep.
So I think that's just going to carry through domestically. Also coming out, Inherent Vice, which is another specialty box office. JTE, you're shaking your head.
I saw the movie, and I'm a huge PTA fan. Even movies like The Master, which a lot of people kind of fell on, I was really disappointed with this film. I gotta say, I was looking for, like, maybe a Return to Boogie Nights era.
That's what
I was hoping for. Or something along the lines of Big Lebowski, which a lot of people were comparing it to. It's nowhere close.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either. That's because it's not supposed to be out yet.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's in L.A. There's been screenings.
For normal people. No, I'm kidding. let me say, Boogie Nights is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Agreed. I
liked Punch Drunk Love. I liked Magnolia.
Yep.
I didn't like There Will Be Blood.
Oh, I loved it.
You're weird.
Yeah. I didn't like...
I understand, because that's where he kind of went...
The Master.
That's kind of where he went a different way.
Yeah. I can understand The Master, but I don't understand.
That's fantastic. I was at a pottery class with Joaquin Phoenix when he was going through that, like, transition of the homeless person.
Okay.
It was bizarre. We were there, and
I have a story about Joaquin Phoenix. I can't remember what it is.
Well,
continue.
When he's crazy.
Was he doing the pottery for, like, role? Was it, like, to begin?
I think so. He was, but then, like, he got into this argument with this guy who was there who was doing, like, kind of, like, race-related, like, pottery. Like, he was doing, like, Confederate flag ashtrays.
I was going to say, what the heck is racism related pottery?
like swastika ashtrays, and
Joaquin
Phoenix went, like, bananas on them.
Oh, it's good to know he's a stand-up guy, then.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm okay with that if that's actually a true story. Like,
yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it is.
Stand-up. I had a story about him, and I don't remember
it's
what it is.
It's a true story.
But about Inherent Vice, I'm disappointed because I thought the trailer looked really great and has fun people in it.
Maybe you guys will feel differently. I don't think you're going to feel it differently because I think I know your taste. If you're looking for something like Boogie Nights, this is... not even close.
Boogie Nights is... You can't... You're not, yeah. It's awesome. Unduplicatable.
Listen, all right, well...
It's a very polarizing film.
So we'll see. We'll have to see what the numbers say. Let's go to our top. This says top five, and I got confused. I was like, we already did a top five list. Top five, the film.
Yes.
Yeah, top five, the film, which is the working. It was the working script for the. I was writing a script about a movie based on our show. I was going to call it top five, so I got to totally change the title.
It's not. Yeah, we can't use it anymore.
Can't do it anymore.
It's done.
This has been a critical darling from everyone that I'm talking to that's in the industry.
Because we don't have enough critical darlings already.
Well, but in a different way. This is like for a comedy. And it's Chris Rock, written, directed, and it's got a huge cast. Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
J.B. Smooth.
Jerry Seinfeld's in it?
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld's
in it. I didn't know.
He's got the best scene in the whole movie. I've seen it.
Oh, J.B. Smooth. Yeah, so a really great cast. And,
Adam Sandler's in it, too.
I think he's lying.
Shut up. You're lying.
I think he's lying.
You're thinking of like...
No, Adam Sandler's in it. Jerry Seinfeld's in it. Chris Rock wrote this...
sounds like Grown Ups 3, right?
Chris Rock wrote this in his trailer while filming Grown Up 2. Because he was like, I'm on the worst movie set in the world. Why don't I just write like a good movie?
Wait, worst movie set or worst movie?
The worst movie set, the worst movie, the worst really? Everything.
Okay, all I can say that I know for sure about this is that whatever JTE said is probably correct.
Well, let me ask you guys.
Vince talks off, not so sure.
Has Chris Rock, besides the grown-up films, made like a hit film? In your opinion, or something that was, you know, a hit?
He's had a lot of bit parts and
I
stuff.
I mean, he's there's a time where he was in movies where I was like, this guy, he's a great comedian, great stand-up, but not a great actor.
Wasn't he
and he was
in,
never in good movies, really.
He's good for sketch bits. He's good for, like, minimal parts. I don't know if I want to see him.
For a lead,
him.
Though.
Yeah,
as a lead.
I don't know if I want to see him as a
He doesn't hit me
lead.
As, like, a starring. Like, I that's not how I view him. I do like his stand-up.
I love his stand-up.
But for him to carry
director,
a
though.
Film, I don't know.
He's not
that's
a bad director.
Why I don't run out to see a Chris Rock movie, but because I'm hearing so many good things about this, I'm actually really excited to see it because we haven't had a lot of good comedies this year.
Yeah, I'm
been
hoping,
pretty disappointing.
Yeah. From what I've seen from the trailers and what I've seen when I watched it, you
I was
know,
about to say.
It was actually pretty. About. It was actually pretty good. Seriously, it was good.
I think we caught it on a lie.
Yeah, I think we did. I think that was the key to the end of that story.
I'm just curious, what do you guys think Exodus is going to pull in this weekend? I just want a genuine guess.
Probably 35.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, 35.
I was thinking like around a 30 to 35 million area, because I don't think it's going to pull huge numbers.
Nope. I
don't know. I don't feel the hype around it.
I don't think it's going to pull huge numbers, but I think it's probably going to hold well.
Well, Ridley Scott's a raging tyrant. He's crazy. And then Christian Bale was like almost pulling like a real Moses behind set.
What?
There was like almost mutiny aboard the ship. Same thing happened with Blade Runner a long time ago in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I watched that in the Blade Runner documentary. Like the crew,
were, like,
it was such
set.
A bad like experience working on that movie. That the whole cast and crew like almost pulled a mutiny on them.
Yeah.
Did that? And you think this almost happened on Exodus?
Is that what you're saying?
I haven't heard that rumor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't heard that
Bell
yet.
Bell went bananas, but they didn't have it on tape this time.
Okay. Well, let's talk about how this is going to affect our predictions. Who would like to go first?
Let the winner go.
Yeah, let the winner go.
Yeah.
What about this movie Wild?
We already talked about Wild.
That came out last week on Limited, I believe, right?
I got to take little Bobby to see it. He was talking about
Hey, Bobby, can you take me to go see Wild? I heard Reese Witherspoon shows her milk squirters.
Hey.
Oh, little Bobby.
This guy is too much.
This doesn't come
He's going to get banned. He's going to get banned from
the
show.
You're banned next week.
Too much. He's done.
Little Bobby's banned next week.
That's over the
this
line.
This guy's unbelievable.
That's a mother he's talking about.
I don't know what he's doing anymore.
Banned next week.
I can't even help him anymore.
All right.
Okay.
Predictions, please.
Okay. That being said, we're going to start with number five. I'm going to go with Horrible Bosses at number five.
Okay.
I am going to go with Interstellar at number four.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I believe it's going to make a comeback.
All right.
Okay.
Because Horrible Bosses is toast now. The people wanted to see it for the second week. The people who've seen Horrible Bosses this week are the people who really wanted to see it.
Okay.
Three, let's go with...
That's where it gets tough.
Penguins of the Madagascar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Catching Fire.
Stick with Mockingjay.
And one... the idiot who parts the Red Sea.
Hey.
Moses.
Ridley Scott? Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so you've kicked Big Hero 6 off your top six.
Yeah, I think it's going.
Or top five.
Yeah, I think it's going.
All right.
That's crazy. I don't think that's going to happen. All right, I'll go. I will go number one. It's going to be Exodus. I don't think it's going to pull a lot of money, but it's going to be enough to beat 21 million, which is going to be even less next week for Hunger Games. But Hunger Games will stick on number two.
Mm-hmm.
I will go with Madagascar at number... You know what? I'm going to put top five at number three.
Wow.
I'm putting top five number three. I think a lot of people... It's got such a good word of mouth.
It's only open in 900 and something theaters.
No, it's not. I thought
yes,
it was opening
is.
Wide.
No.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well then...
965.
I was mistaken. All right, so Madagascar 3.
Okay, we'll let you slide.
Some reason
I thought,
don't know if we should allow that.
No, for some reason, I thought top five was getting a much wider release.
No, it's
that.
Getting unlimited.
Oh, jeez. Never mind then. All right, number three, Madagascar. Number four, I'm going to put Big Hero 6. And number five, I'll go Interstellar.
My list is pretty much JTE's. I'm just going to switch your bottom two, but I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah.
We're talking about, we're not talking about millions, we're talking
it's
about 100,000. So we will see.
Out,
I've got Exodus number one, Hunger Games number two. Then we're going to go to the kid-friendly realm with Penguins at number three, Interstellar at number four, and Big Hero at number 5. Okay. And I think it's going to be a very similar week, as in these bottom 3 films are going to be really close
So our difference is the last one.
Me and you?
Yeah, because I got Interstellar at 5.
Really? So our differences are 4.
No, because you have Horrible Bosses at 5.
Yeah, we don't have Horrible Bosses in our list.
Oh, you got okay.
That's so, fine. Yes. Yes.
And I got Interstellar 4, Penguins, yeah. Big Hero.
All right, so we will see. It's going to be a tight race next week.
The following week, we have The Hobbit. Five armies, which is going to destroy. And I'm really curious to see how Exodus holds up after next week.
I might have to miss next week because I don't even want to talk about The Hobbit.
What are you talking about?
I hate The Hobbit. I hate Hobbit.
Do you like the first 2 movies?
No.
You hate Lord of the Rings?
Wait, hate Lord of the Rings?
And what? I've never seen them and I don't want to.
Wait.
You've never seen Lord of the Rings?
Well, then why? How do you know you hate them?
That's
because I've seen the trailers. No.
It's one of the greatest trilogies.
Somebody has to tie me down to watch it.
Listen, The Hobbit is not as good as the Lord of the Rings films. I'll say that much, but they're still very enjoyable. But the first 3 Lord of the Rings are amazing.
How many are there? 4 or 5?
3.
There's 3 and there's 3 for this trilogy.
Okay.
And they're incredible.
Exactly.
Well, maybe I'll watch it.
Okay.
Let us know what you think.
So I got the big announcement. At least you guys want to hear it, too.
Big announcement. Yeah, you were teasing us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
What is the big announcement? And then we have to go.
Yeah, I have no idea what this is.
I have 10 little Bobby dolls that are going to go on sale after the new year.
Wait, shouldn't after
you do
the new year?
Before Christmas?
That's like a holiday item right there.
I got these people trying to make it, make them in time. So
I didn't know they were that complicated.
So basically, they're all one of a kind.
Okay.
So it'll be like astronaut Bobby.
Astronaut. Have you been to space?
Vietnam vet Bobby.
That's the one I want. Vietnam vet?
Little Bobby rescues the pygmy gorilla.
Okay, you guys can learn more about the little Bobbies you can get online on either our Facebook, or I'm sure you will broadcast one of them through Twitter or whatnot.
It's going to be a raffle.
So follow and subscribe to learn more about the future little Bobbies. And make sure you guys tune into our show and all that stuff. Go to YouTube. What are you trying to tell?
I was just seeing if your water heater's fixed yet. I'm just asking you.
Also, if you want a JTE doll, just go on eBay and find a Charlie Brown. It's pretty close. Old Charlie Brown toys, they'll fill in pretty well.
Yeah.
There you go. You can have a set. Yeah. So, you guys, Popcorn Talk Network, look for us on YouTube. We've moved over there. So if you haven't subscribed to that channel, do that. And thank you for coming back every week and talking to us and sending us your comments. We love them. We love you guys. So, and thank you very much.
Keep watching those numbers.
Poof.
Oh.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.